The epistle and gospel I just read, which is for the 14th Sunday, I don't have the exaltation of the Holy Cross in this book, and I wish I did. I should have been more prepared, because of course that's our theme today, right? That's the sermon today is about the cross. So we celebrate this feast, the exaltation, and it is interesting to note that the word exaltation, it means not only to raise something up or someone up, to glorify something, to raise it to a higher station, but it also means, as exaltation also has that meaning of an intense feeling of joy, of happiness. And we might take that second one and make a what seems like a contradiction, the joy of the Holy Cross, the intense happiness of the cross. The joy of suffering, of humiliation, of pain and of hardship. We might ask ourselves, how am I expected to rejoice in these things, to be happy, to have an intense feeling of joy in suffering? And in one way, it's really quite simple, isn't it? When we love someone, we are willing to sacrifice, to suffer out of love for that person. It's like the mother who gets up in the middle of the night to nurse the crying baby. She probably doesn't want to get up. She's probably very tired. She might have a throbbing headache. It involves a great deal of suffering on her part. But her love for her child compels her to suffer that privation, and her child's well-being constitutes for her her joy. It is more joy for her to know that the baby's being taken care of than for her to get that sleep. So, when we love someone, we sacrifice for them. We suffer for that person. So how much do we love God? What are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to suffer out of love for God? Because it's not possible for us to say, I really love God, and say, but I don't like the cross. I don't want to suffer. But I love him. If we truly love God, then we are willing to take that cross and put it on our shoulders and follow Christ. He said, our blessed Lord said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So to follow Christ, what does that mean? That means to strive to imitate him, to live like he lived. And to imitate him and live like he lived is to bear our cross. We might say to bear our crosses, because just like our Lord Jesus Christ, we will have much to suffer. But we know also that God has not placed insurmountable objects in our path. There has never been, and that there will never be, a trial sent to us by God which is insupportable, which with his grace we cannot bear to our sanctification. It is interesting because everyone has to suffer in this life. Every single human being who's ever lived has had something to suffer. But we as Catholics, we know that we suffer with a purpose, with an end goal. We've been given really a remarkable thing. We've been given a chance to share, we might say, in Christ's redemptive work. Christ suffered to save souls. We can join with that very work of redemption. And that is an astounding privilege to think about. What was the most important work ever accomplished on earth? It was the salvation, redemption of mankind. And we have been given an opportunity as Catholics to share in that work. Our Lady said at Fatima, many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray and to sacrifice for them. And it's only in eternity that we will know fully that we will see the great good, the great graces that the patient carrying of our cross won for some soul, perhaps at that soul's very last moment to turn to God, the grace of their final repentance, the grace of their final perseverance. So there is joy in the cross. There is joy in knowing that we effect a great amount of good by our suffering, not only for ourselves, but also for poor sinners. So there's that joy in the cross, but there's also a share in Christ's glory. Clerics and religious, we recite every day a prayer called the Divine Office. The Divine Office is the official public prayer of the church. And those who are subdeacons on up are bound to recite it every day under pain of mortal sin. It is the clerics and religious are the praying. Our official job is to pray to God. And for the feast today, every office throughout the year for a bigger feast like this feast has a theme. Of course, the exaltation is going to have passages from Scripture. It's going to have maybe some selection of the Psalms that has to do with the cross and suffering and redemption. And we recited a poem at Vespers last night in anticipation of this feast. And it's a hymn at Vespers. It's kind of like a poem. And the first line and the title of this is Vexilla Regis Prodeunt. Vexilla Regis Prodeunt. The banner of the king goes forth. We know that Christ is our king. He is the King of Kings. And what is his banner? What is the banner? The banner of the king is that which goes before him in a procession that marks that it identifies the king as this symbol of his banner identifies him as this person connected with this thing. So what is Christ's banner? It's not ease. It's not pleasure. It's not popularity. It is the cross. And Christ has taken it and he's lifted it up. We might say he chose it as the weapon by which he conquered the world, by which he destroyed sin and death. Vexilla Regis Prodeunt, the banner of the king goes forth. We need to ask ourselves, am I walking side by side with that banner? Am I suffering with Christ? When that banner goes forth, do I go forth? St. Louis Marie de Montfort wrote a book in 1714 called The Friends of the Cross, and it's a very interesting story because he was all set up to give this big retreat in a certain diocese in France. He had prepared everything, the announcement, he had written, he had prayed, he had fasted, here we go, I'm going to preach this retreat to these people, and someone who didn't care much for St. Louis got the ear of the bishop, and the bishop withdrew his permission to preach in his diocese. He says, you are not going to preach anything now. So what did St. Louis do? He took his own retreat. He went to a local monastery. He said, I'm already here. I've already prepared. I may as well get something out of coming all the way here. And he wrote a book called A Letter to the Friends of the Cross. And basically the whole gist of the book is carrying your cross with patience, love, and resignation, carrying your cross to your own sanctification and salvation. And he has a line I'd like to share with you. Friends of the cross, you are like crusaders united under the standard of the cross to fight the world, not by fleeing it, but by resisting its corruption with courage. Let us, my dear friends, take up our cross, whatever that might be, whatever God is pleased to send us. Let's take it up with that same courage, knowing that to bear our cross is to be like Christ, and to be like him is to share forever in heaven his joy and his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.